ADA8FGS. This is AD8FK back to you, and I'm glad you're considering the commercial comet. You won't regret it. You'll eventually go to it. I guarantee you that if you're serious about using the radio here. And the one I have, the X333, is perfect for the Anytone 578 because it covers the three bands, which is unusual and exceptional. And you may just find that you like, they do have nets on the 220 band. I have talked on it several times, and they do have repeaters around. They are scattered around, like Roseville, Livonia, Toledo, Ohio. Fenton, I think, has one up there around Flint. And there's several others as well. You'll be surprised how well that 220 band gets out. And it always has a high audio volume when it comes on. Boy, I mean, I got to turn the volume down whenever somebody comes on the 220 band when I'm scanning. So, yep. And I got to differ with you, though, on that J-pole that you want to build. I highly encourage you to build it, but it is not portable like you think. It's not going to be easy to transport. You can't fold it up. You're going to solder it together, and it's going to be there. So it's not one you'd be better off using a simple Magna Mount quarter wave or some other quarter wave antenna if you want to do POTA with it. The guys that work in the parks, they don't usually go with two-meter band or the VHF, UHF. They're all with HF out in the parks out there. Not you can't, but who are you going to talk to? What is the purpose of it? Once you get your general, you're going to want to, you know, stick with HF for that kind of activity.